Morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Small group. Who wants to start?
So I guess first, can you just talk about going into this week, a short week, and then being injury depleted with possibly not having Danny and Shane out there and a lot of different guys?
We'll see how that all sorts it out itself out. So it's always a great game playing the Jets. It's such a been a great rivalry since I got here, and I'm sure it'll be another great game. We've, they're a tough, physical, hard-nosed team, that very well coached. So we play them on a short week. There's a lot to prepare for. I think they present a lot of challenges, defensively especially, a lot of alignments, looks, coverages. Very smart team, very disciplined. They don't make a lot of mental mistakes. So, we're going to need to be on our game. We're going to have to be better than we were last week. So there's a lot to prepare for in a very short amount of time. So trying to get everyone to understand that part of the veteran responsibility that we have to kind of convey that message to everybody. So we're cramming a lot in, but that's what we have to. I mean, that's what they're doing too.
You guys did the walkthrough today. How does that affect not practicing at all this week, having a real practice out there? Does that affect you guys at all?
I think we're just kind of doing what we're told. We don't make up the schedule so much. So I think part of it is trying to be physically and mentally prepared. So there's ways that you try to do things a little bit differently. I mean, tomorrow's the day before a game. So just coming off one a couple of days ago, it seems pretty quick, but that's just the way the schedule is, and we're prepared to deal with it.
Is it good to just get these games out of the way? It seems like every team is sprinkled into these Thursday night mixes. Is it good to just get it out of the way so you can get back to that normal Sunday, Monday schedule?
I think it's a big advantage if you win. If you win the game on Thursday night, you got quite a bit of time to cover some things that maybe you couldn't have covered. In previous weeks, ours happens to be pretty early in the season. So I think, hopefully we can go out and win. That's really when it becomes a big advantage. And, after that, it's our last one of the year. So hopefully we can take advantage of it.
You don't often get your depth tested this early in the season. It's just not that usual. To be tested this early, how comfortable are you, and were you in the preseason that you guys, even if bodies started going down, you'd have bodies to go to that could get the job done?
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of good players in the locker room. So, when people are injured, that's why you have a deep roster, guys that are you have confidence in, that you've gained trust in. And I certainly have that at the skill position. So, we have a lot of good running backs. We have a lot of good receivers. We're trying to do the best we can this week to go out and win a very challenging game against a very good team.
Despite your dominance over the Jets recently, is it still something special to fight the Jets?
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. It's Boston, New York. It's been that way for a long time, long before me. And anytime you see them on the schedule, there's you just think of all the great games that you've had against them, and you think of how challenging the game will be. We know a lot of the faces. We know the scheme. There's some new faces that are a part of the rivalry. So, it's going to be an exciting game on Thursday night here. I know, the stadium's our first home opener, which is always, fun for us players. So hopefully we can go out and play really well.
When you see Steven going through what he went through on Sunday, how much do you have any sort of interaction with him? Do you need to go to him and say, look, we have confidence in you, you're a guy, or is that the kind of thing that, because he's been here for a couple of years now, you just kind of leave him alone?
Yeah, we're all pretty positive with one another. We never like to see each other make mistakes, but they happen. We've fumbled a snap on the goal line. I threw an interception. It's you got to be able to bounce back from those things. And football is not necessarily a game of perfect. It's just you try to limit what your bad plays are. So they're just they're not really bad plays. They're really critical plays in the game. So I think the mental toughness from all of us to try to bounce back. I know Steven is a very mentally tough kid. And, I love having him back there. I love giving the ball to him, watch him run. He's done a great job with that since he's got here.
Are you positive during the game, or is that after the game that you kind of talk to one another? Because it seems like you just have to move on because the game is going on.
Yeah, both. I think both. Hopefully you're always pretty positive. I think the mental mistakes are things that you always get frustrated with because those are really things that are totally in your control. Now, the physical mistakes of football, yeah, you don't want them to happen, but they're going to happen. That's, you know, this is, you're not going to make every jump shot, you know, it's just the way it is. But, you know, you got to be in the right spot. You got to be doing the right thing. You got to be doing it with the right amount of effort. You got to be playing smart. You got to be playing discipline, you know, and then try to limit your physical mistakes. That's really what it comes down to. So, you know, it's no use just screaming at someone and saying, well, you have to, you know, we know what we have to do. It's just we have to do a better job of it.
Tom, how many changes have there been since Patton has gone to Buffalo and his new defensive coordinator?
There's quite a few changes with the, you know, there's two new safeties, you know, a new corner. Linebackers are relatively the same. The defensive front's changed a little bit. So there's some new guys. So they're doing a few things, playing to the strength of their team. And they're big and physical, strong guys that, you know, do a really good job of playing tough. And, you know, Rex obviously likes what he sees out of that front seven. I mean, he likes everything they're doing. They're a good group, and they're very athletic, knock balls down at the line of scrimmage. So we have to really understand, you know, how important it is for us to play physical too.
It's been a little while since people have forecasted doom for your team. Do the outside perceptions allow themselves to penetrate and be used as fuel, or how do you operate with
perceptions? I think what the guys that can control, you know, what we think in the locker room are, you know, the guys that we have. So we, you know, coach talks about ignoring the noise, and I'm not really sure what's out there. I mean, we're 1-0. There's 16 teams that are 0-1. We're in as good a position as any other team. So we have a lot of football left. There is a lot of football between now and the end of the year. So we'll see how it all plays itself out.
Yeah, you're finally going to relish that opportunity, though, to be able to say at the end whether you pick 199th or turn people's perceptions around you. Don't mind being able to do that.
Well, I think the great part is we have a chance to do something about it. So regardless of what anyone may say to us or think, we have a chance to prove everybody wrong or right. So that's the great part about playing professional football is you have a chance every week to back up what you think. And 1 week never leads to another week. Just because you won last week doesn't mean you're going to win next week. Just because you played well 1 week doesn't mean you're not going to play well the next week. I've been part of teams where we were 13-1 and Miami was the opposite, 2-11, and we went down to Miami and got our butts kicked and won the Super Bowl that year. So anything happens on any week, and you know, hopefully our preparation is good and strong this week, and hopefully we're prepared to go out there and face a very good team on a short week, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
What's the player consensus, do you think, mostly, Tom, for Thursday nights? You guys love it or hate it or indifferent?
I love playing football, so I think whenever we can play, it's one of 16, and it's they all count the same, and it's really, you know, it's a nationally televised game. This is, you know, in a way, it's becoming like a Monday night football, so it's just a short week. That's the biggest difference, is the turnaround and the physical preparation, the mental preparation is, I mean, we crammed 3 days worth of practice into one walkthrough. That's just the way it is, so hopefully what we've done over the course of the offseason and the preseason can help us with this week, and that's why you have to really work hard those weeks, because look, this part of the schedule, we knew it was like this, so hopefully we can go out there and play well.
What was your impression of Leon Washington in camp and how well he can fit in if asked this week?
I really have always enjoyed being around Leon since I met him in the spring here, and he's provided great leadership. You know, one of the best kick returners in the league. He's have a lot of confidence in him in that running back position, and you know, doing a lot of things that we asked Shane to do when Shane was in there. So, you know, whatever role he fits, you know, I'm confident in him. Confident in Steven. I'm confident in LeGarrette, Brandon Bolden. I mean, we got a good group. Thank you.